Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
One suffered a broken wrist and the other just cuts to her knee, but everyone seems to be doing okay.
What was he driving?
He was driving...
They usually have Range Rovers, right?
Yeah, a black Land Rover SUV right near the royal family's Sandringham estate in Norfolk.
Anyone in the car with him?
No. He was by himself.
So I love, in my mind, the backstory of him going, enough! I'm out of here!
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Going for a drive.
Not too much of this family.
Queenie, right. I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm gone.
The Tony Kornheiser Show is on now.
All righty then. This is a holiday, and we're live at Chatter at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Jennifer Street Northwest. It is not raining. It is not snowing, but it is cold. It's cold in Washington, D.C. Gary Braun is here. Chris Eliza is here. Michael Kornheiser is here. Nigel's going to run the board. Do everything. Want to wish a happy birthday to Nelson, who's in the crowd.
Happy birthday, Nelson.
Hey. Happy birthday to Nelson.
HBD.
Want to tell people, and I assume you can do this wherever you are, because the moon is not simply full in Washington. When there's a full moon, it's everywhere in the country. I did not see the blood red moon, the giant wolf blood.
Super wolf blood red moon.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I did see it about 7 o'clock last night, and I did see it about 6 o'clock this morning, and last night it was in the eastern sky. This morning it was in the western sky. Gigantic. Moon was gigantic. Mm-hmm.
Big
looked
moon.
Great.
I stayed up to see the red thing.
How was it?
It was interesting. It was cool looking. I even had some binoculars, and one of my kids had a telescope, so I was able to check it out. But I have to say, as someone who went to catch the solar eclipse, the totality of the solar eclipse, which was an emotional thing to witness. This was just like, kind of cool.
I'm only getting mono here, by the way, in my ear, just so you know.
Oh, that's how Gary and I are talking.
Yeah, okay. I'm just speaking out one side of my mouth.
I went outside and watched it after the games and after watching the taped True Detective.
It doesn't matter.
Episode 3.
Oh, I didn't want to watch it.
And it was 11:30 or something, and it was in full bore. I tried to take a picture for my kids, but taking
that
a picture
work.
Of the moon
doesn't work.
You know, you can go on the internet and get pictures of it.
In
and
fact,
just pretend you took
you
it.
You can get time lapse of it, and you can see the whole 3 hours and 30 seconds.
I guess I just love my kids, so I wanted to go out there and make a sacrifice.
Did you buy a Subaru
rather than just look?
I will say this about all of those astrological things when they happen. I always think...
Astronomical?
Is that
whatever.
Science?
Yeah. Hyperbolous.
Yeah.
Well, it makes me think of hundreds or thousands of years ago, what would have gone through the minds of...
What's
sheer
going on?
Terror.
Yeah. I mean, just like, what is going on? The moon...
Back to
many gods. Yeah.
The moon seems
to
be going away. As the Earth comes between... two of them are moving, but as the Earth comes between the sun and the moon... The moon, which was very bright, to your point, starts to go dark. It goes from full moon all the way down to sort of crescent, and then it transitions to red.
It scares me now.
Pack the kids in the station wagon and
let's get out.
Never go full moon.
All right. we are once again, and we will continue to do this. We will offer 15% discounts on most food items, not happy hour at Chatter, for people with government IDs. We feel... I'm not saying the royal we. I'm saying for everybody here. Everybody feels bad that this shutdown continues to go. There have been, you know, sort of false starts and compromises that haven't been taken. I'm not dealing with it. I'm just not dealing with it. Both games. Let's go to the football. Let's go to the football. Both games go to overtime. The greater game, because the Saints game, I'll get to next, but it hinges on a no call. They get cheated. Mm-hmm. They just get cheated. They're going to win the game. They get cheated. Let's go to the New England game. That New England beats Kansas City. It's the greatest fourth quarter ever played. There's 38 points in the fourth quarter. The game ends exactly how it begins. Tom Brady gets the ball in his hands and goes the length of the field, handing the ball off for a running touchdown. This is the way, you know, New England should not have had the problems that it had, because they go 7-0, then they go down, that was in 7-plus minutes, then they go down the field in 8-plus minutes, and it's going to be and should be, and I cannot believe it's not 14-0. Darrell Bevell got in there and made a call. What are you doing?
Yep.
You hand the ball off. What are you doing? Why are you throwing it? Even Tom Brady, why are you throwing it? So now they have to wait till the end of the first half they put a lot of pressure on Mahomes. Mahomes looked like a kid for a half, and then Mahomes looked like the next great thing of all time in the second half. But they had to go to 14-0 late in the first half. Kansas City came back. The fourth quarter is spectacular. The two calls that you can talk about, none as egregious as the Saints call, are the Edelman call saying that it did not touch his hand or did not touch his body.
No touch.
And it's, so it's not a muff. And they got it back anyway,
no touch,
right
not
away.
A touch.
And
no
the second thing is the roughing on Brady, which is just sort of a big paw.
Yeah.
A big paw comes down and hits Brady on his left shoulder. That's a bad call. Later in the show, Michael Wilbon will tell you that that's the reason the NFL must be disbanded. You know, well, as he's...
And I would add to that Microsoft Surface Destructive pick call, the pick no call on that pick play, which was a clear pick play. Receiver 3 or 4 yards down the field,
right,
screening the Patriots defender. Those three were terrible. There was a stretch there where it was just like, man, this...
So you don't think that all of it was fixed for New England, as Wilbon does. So make sure to hold that score.
But
the Chiefs, I believe, are now 1-8 in playoff games at home. That's bad. It's not just Andy Reid.
Yeah.
It's a lot of guys. They're 1-8 in playoff games at home.
They did win that one.
You got it. They did win one.
Patriots,
well, they won it last week.
Yeah.
The Patriots have played the underdog card, which nobody believes. I mean, it's not that you don't look. I thought I had the Rams winning and Kansas City winning. I had those two teams. It wasn't that I thought the Patriots were the underdog. It was that I thought at this particular juncture they were not going to be able to stop Mahomes. They totally contained Mahomes in the first half. Not at all in the second half. But I think you have to go to Brady. This is the 9th Super Bowl. We're not going to see... We've never seen it, and we ain't going to see it.
No, right.
This is the 9th one for this guy, him and Belichick. This is the 9th time. He's 41 years old, and even if you think he's not what he was, he's still great. He's not good. He's still great on those drives. He gets rid of the ball so quickly.
Look at those third downs in that overtime drive.
Yeah.
And
Gronkowski, who we didn't think could catch the ball anymore, did.
I was going bananas. My in-laws are in town and my wife,
bananas.
None of whom are big pro football fans. So I'm trying to explain to them. Brady is throwing the ball to, in the last drive, he's throwing the ball to a quarterback
from
Kent State.
That's right.
A lacrosse player from Penn State who played football at the Titan of, I mean, say playing at Georgetown, Monmouth.
Right.
A guy with a mechanical arm.
And a guy who basically we had assumed is washed up. Now, Gronkowski is indisputably great, but the point is he's throwing the ball to Hogan and Edelman over. Before Edelman throws it over the middle, it's third down. You're like, well, he's going
to
throw it to Edelman. He slings it right there. Edelman is getting open, and you saw the cornerback just like shake his head after that last one. I mean, he is doing it with people who I just don't think any other quarterback could do it with. Mahomes is throwing to Tyreek Hill. And Travis Kelce.
He wasn't throwing to him yesterday.
He didn't throw to him much. But, okay. And Travis Kelce.
Because Belichick took him out of it. But you did get the sense, right, that Mahomes
is not
going to be long.
Yeah.
He's going to be this guy.
The last two drives on the third down throw he made where guy is about to crush him and he slings it sidearm perfectly.
He's great.
Yeah. Well,
all right, so then let's go to the Saints. The Saints have had problems. The Saints in their last 6 games scored an average of 19 points. That's not good enough to win. What'd they get yesterday? 23 points.
That's
right. That's not good enough to win.
Wasn't good enough.
However,
yesterday.
And let's give all credit to Greg Zuerlein. Is that his name?
Yes. Greg Zuerlein. Greg the leg.
48 and 57. These Megatron. Are not cheap kicks.
The one from 57 went through the middle of the uprights.
48
about halfway
and 57.
Up.
But it should never have gotten to that. That's the worst no call I've ever seen. He not only hits him in the head, helmet to helmet, on the 3-yard line, whatever it was.
He never turns around.
He hits him in the head. He's not playing the ball.
What, did you hear his explanation? The defender said, Yeah, I got there early. I was beaten for a touchdown, and I just wanted to take the penalty instead.
When they showed him the play,
turns around. He never looks for the ball.
Is that a back judge? Who's the judge on that? That guy can never work again.
I think it's Kavanaugh.
Brett Kavanaugh? Yeah, he can never work again. That's so bad. And Sean Payton, by the way, other people would have been far worse than Sean Payton was.
Oh, yeah.
Drew Brees is not going to another Super Bowl. This was it. Arm has gone the other way. You can see. He can't hit the deep ball anymore.
Let me point out.
40 years old. The other guy, 41. But 40 years old. I think that's it for the Saints. I think that's it for Brees. And that is robbery.
The call also takes Sean Payton largely off the hook with a minute 40-something
left.
Made
a very bad call on the first down.
Throwing the ball.
Terrible,
very bad call.
Call, which
that's right.
Also could have easily cost them the game.
But they're going to get the ball at the two or the three.
If that
they're
call
gonna
is
milk
made.
The clock.
The game
they're
going
to kick a field goal.
Yeah,
and the other team's going to get the ball with 1 second
game
left, if that.
Correct.
Game is over.
Yep. Game is over.
Game is over. What are you doing?
Now, they had chances to put it away after that call as well.
I mean, I understand.
And
Brees got
I'm not disputing what you're saying. If that call,
what we like to call
Kaiser.
To
the credit, I don't know the name of the guy in the Rams who catches it. That's a hell of an interception.
He's on his back.
Falling down.
It's on
his back. Michael Thomas basically blocks him down, and he still caught it. I mean,
The Saints now in back-to-back years they lose to the Minnesota
Miracle.
And then to that,
the worst defensive play ever. It's the worst non-call ever. Both games go to overtime. Visitors won in both cases. The best bet I would have made, and boy, would I have had to sweat this out, was the over on the New England game at 56.5. But you needed, again, did you ever see a better quarter than the fourth quarter?
No.
Remarkable.
No.
Both games, for as bad as whatever the round before this is called, both of these games were that good. The last round, with the exception of the Patriots game, with the exception of the Eagles game, not great.
That was good.
But this round, I mean, first ever, right, Gary? First ever championship round, both games
in
OT? Yes.
Yeah, first ever.
And
however many years playoff in where there were two overtime games in the same day, but first ever in championships. Now, the refereeing is going to be something that is discussed and that is a problem for people. I'll be the first to admit, it's aggravating, but I don't care. It's not going to affect my watching. I mean, it is. As the man who sits to my left likes to remind you, it is first and foremost a TV
show. It's a television show.
And it is the best show on television for my money. Now it's just becoming less of a TV show like March Madness and more of a TV show like, and I'm dating myself here, but when Charlie Hefner or whatever the referee's name was used to turn around and Nikolai Volkoff or the Iron Sheik would reach into his shorts and grab out a foreign object and hit Hulk Hogan in the head with it, it's kind of becoming like that sort of TV show, but still amazingly entertaining. And these things, you can always point to one play, but they never come down to one play.
So we've seen over the course of this year, we've seen Aaron Rodgers in this position a lot. We like to think Aaron Rodgers, because Brady's 41 years old, we like to think Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback out there. He has failed to deliver. Tom Brady delivered the mail.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't touch the ball. Tom Brady went the length of the field. I don't know how. You can say that other people in your mind's eye are as good as Brady. But you cannot possibly say that anyone is better. Brady has to be right there with whoever else you have ever loved in your life at that position.
It's impossible to dispute.
At
every
least
single
tied
time.
For best.
Yeah. Raise your hand if at 28-24 Chiefs, after the Damian Williams touchdown,
score.
With 2 minutes and 3 seconds left, if you thought Brady wasn't going to score.
I did not think he was going to score.
Oh, my God.
Based on what? He does it every time.
He's 41.
It's engaging. He turned to me and he goes, Dad, do you think? And I said, stop.
Okay, of course. That's what he does every damn time. It's like,
they
flip the coin. I know it's a 50-50.
Yes, he didn't do it.
They say heads. I'm like, of course it's going to be freaking heads. They're going to take it. The stupid overtime rule. He's going to take it down and
What'd
ram
you think
it
then?
In.
When they won the toss, what did you think?
I thought there was a real chance they were going to win it.
Okay,
right there.
Yeah.
And it reminded me that Andy Reid deferred. You deferred in the to get the ball, and you let this guy go 85 yards.
That's my beat.
7-0.
With
that
defense, you don't defer. With that offense and that defense,
no, you want the ball.
You want them on the field as much as possible. And by the way, Belichick again. They run it. They run it. They keep Mahomes. He only threw. How many passes did he throw, Gary?
Well, he threw 30? 46 passes.
No, Mahomes? That's Brady.
Oh,
no,
Mahomes threw 31.
I mean,
they got to him.
But they just didn't have the ball that much. I mean, the first touchdown scored, he throws it 54, and then they throw a touchdown.
They had 32
yards. We're going to make room for Michael Wilbon, who's going to slam the NFL and tell you this wasn't any good. I have tweets that don't just indicate this to me. They say it very explicitly. So we'll get out of the way. Wilbon will join us when we return. I am Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Indochino ad, and it asked me to talk about how made-to-measure suits fit better compared to generic off-the-rack suits. It asked me to talk about my personal experience with Indochino. It asked me to talk about how every man looks better and feels more confident when he puts on a suit. But I'm going to yield the floor to Nigel, because Nigel has three of these things.
Yes, I do. They fit great. They make me look great. It's
Get carried away.
They make me look as good as possible.
That's right.
Which is tough because there's not a lot to work with there.
Right.
But it's just the best suit. It really doesn't cost that much. You can design it whichever way you want. There's all sorts of variations you can get. It doesn't take that long. It's only a few weeks once you send your measurements in. So what are you waiting for?
You have a wide selection of fabrics and colors to choose from. You have the option to personalize the details, including your lapel, the lining, the pockets, the buttons, writing your own monogram, you know, and so in other words, it wouldn't necessarily be block letters. I imagine you could do it in script. And here's how it works. You visit a stylist at their showroom, and you have them take your measurements personally, or you measure yourself at home and you shop online at Indochino.com. That's what you did. You measured yourself
personally with a yardstick and a piece of rope.
Fantastic. Yeah. You choose your fabric inside and out. You choose your design customizations. You submit your measurements with your choices, and you relax at home while your suit gets professionally tailored and mailed to you in a couple of weeks. Here's the best part. This week, listeners to this high-quality podcast can get any premium Indochino suit for just $359 at Indochino.com when you enter Tony K at checkout. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit, plus the shipping is free. That's Indochino.com. The promo code is Tony K for any premium suit for just $359 and free shipping. And for those of you who haven't bought suits lately, that's really a good price.
It's a good deal.
That's really a good price. It's an incredible deal for a premium made-to-measure suit.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is sent to us by Brett Wiskins and his band, The Benders. Listen to this. Mr. Tony and crew, a little backstory. Back in December, I submitted to be a performer on the Runaway to Paradise with John Bon Jovi Caribbean. Last week, I heard back from the powers that be that I was, in fact, selected as one of the 10 national semifinalists. While I don't subscribe to the notion that music or art is a competition or a popularity contest, unless it involves painting murals, I figured I'd at least try to advance my career and get on that big boat. This is where your loyal littles come in. I need your vote. It will only take a minute, literally. So please visit the new revamped website, www.brettwiscons.com, for all details and information. That's lovely. And you can hear the music at the end of the show. Michael Wilbon joins us now. I had all sorts of things to ask about Duke and Virginia and Michigan and Wisconsin and James Harden. And in light of what happened yesterday, in light of the tension of those games and the spectacular play from so many people in those games, the fact that they both went to overtime and to me were at least thrilling. Let's just start with that. I think the lesser game in hindsight because of the call is the Saints. The Saints got so hosed. What can anything be done about that? That is, you know, a lot of times, Mike, they call pass interference and it's almost phantom. This is, he ran right through him helmet to helmet. What are you supposed to do?
Tony, my picture of it is even bigger than that. I suspect you and I are going to disagree about this on this topic of those games yesterday as much as we've ever disagreed about the games people play. In other words, it's not culture or any of that. The games were fraudulent. They were tainted, the outcomes, not the performances, the outcome of the game. The NFL has reached a point where it can't even guarantee the integrity of the outcome of its contests. The championship games, they were tainted. And so what can we do? We can express outrage. we can express outrage. Those games were tainted.
I think the first one was. I don't think the second one was.
The second one is, too. When you can't, you know what the Los Angeles Rams have to practice for the next 2 weeks? They have to practice breathing away from Tom Brady. Because if you breathe on him, there's going to be a call. There were three consecutive calls that made it look like that there was an agenda for the Patriots. I mean, you can't say that that was conclusive evidence to overturn the muff by Edelman.
That's right.
It wasn't conclusive.
No, it was not.
That's you're perpetrating a fraud, Tony, on the audience. And then Tom Brady, a guy brushes his chest. So there's now a penalty for hitting Tom Brady in the pecs. This is not. I'm sorry. I'm obsessed with this, and I'm going to tell you right now. If they want me to just celebrate these games on PTI, they're going to be another co-host.
No, I'll just celebrate them. You don't have to. You can say what you want to say. I thought they were great.
They were entertaining.
Yeah, I loved them.
They were entertaining. But you can't. The games. The outcome had no integrity, Tony. The New Orleans team. They didn't get hosed. They just took. They had something taken from them. And I'm not sure because of the – listen, you don't call that penalty on Tom Brady. They don't score. They scored a touchdown on that possession. Am I right?
They scored a touchdown. Yeah. It was the greatest was fourth quarter I've ever seen. It was.
That was third and 10. Okay, so even Belichick from his own 30 is probably not going for it on fourth and 10.
No, I wouldn't think.
They scored a touchdown in a game that went to overtime. The outcomes have no integrity, and I don't have a team in this. I don't have a team. I thought that the Patriots were going to wind up the way it started. I thought they were going to blow out Kansas City. So
what a terrible call on the second drive! What are you doing? What are you doing?
And
that's Seattle.
Decision.
It's just terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible call.
And so I don't. You know what, Tony? Here's a sentence I've never said in 38 years of doing this as a sports writer or whatever I am now. I don't care about the Super Bowl.
I do.
Teams reached it in a fraudulent manner. There's no fault to them. But if you're going to sit there and look under a hood and talk to New York or New Jersey, whatever they talk to in the NFL, if you're going to go through that process and take two commercial breaks and you come back, you tell me that's conclusive. You're lying. You're lying. The result is tainted. If this happened in the NBA, people would want the abolishment of the league.
Well, it can't happen in the NBA. It's a faster game. It's a more fluid game. They don't stop for it. The calls aren't the same in the NBA. They're different kinds of calls.
They're different kinds of calls, Tony. But
yeah.
What has to happen, when you have this, you have an exhibition to me. You don't have a sport. You have something where how can you have the three calls in consecutively against the Chiefs that went down?
So yeah, we're going to disagree.
I don't discount anything you're saying, Wilbon, but I would also just point out there was the pick play that was not called, which also led to the Chiefs touchdown, which gave them the lead inside of 2 minutes, or I guess at the 2 minute mark.
Okay, well yeah,
the refs were terrible across the board. In my opinion, more of the calls favored the Patriots, especially the blow to Brady's head, which didn't happen. And that might have
been. He hit him on the shoulder.
But they're just this game, you know, the players get bigger, faster, stronger, which makes the game harder to officiate as the refs just get sort of older and slower. I don't know what the answer is. They got to, like, throw out the rule book and start over.
Wilbon is right about the calls going in order, the three. I guess I could see potentially how that could happen because, well, did he touch it? The Saints one to me is unforgivable. Anyone who looked at it, he tackles him.
Okay, there has to be a mechanism where the league steps in and they just hold it. That because, Mike, that's the game. They're going to win the game.
I'll point out, before that play, not handing off the ball on first down is equally unforgivable to me.
But you don't. I think the league has to step in because now Sean Payton, this 2 years in a row, he gets undone by his own stupid DB, and now he gets undone by the league. It's unfair.
Yeah, this is undone in a way. Tony, so in tweeting about some of this stuff yesterday, I don't know this. I was told that the CFL actually looks at pass interference penalties, or maybe you'd have to at least look at it.
Maybe in the last few minutes.
Ready for a five-hour game?
You don't want to do it forever because then the game is going to go too long.
That's right.
But this is a playoff game to determine who goes to the Super Bowl.
Championship game.
Yeah, that's
the two title games are tainted.
I don't think the second one is. No, I think
sure they are.
Oh no, I think New England did exactly what they had to do. I think that Brady in the overtime went right down the field.
How do they do what they have to do if they're facing 4th and 10 from wherever they're facing it? They did what they had to do. Tom Brady was penalized because a guy touched his chest. I'm not going to just gloss over this.
Tom Brady was spectacular during the game.
Tony, he was spectacular, except he shouldn't have had the series of opportunities.
That was one call. How many others did he get?
The team got possession when it shouldn't have.
I understand that, but I'm saying that
Kansas City Chiefs are supposed to have possession.
Don't
at
you
the
think
25-yard line?
Don't you think that Brady was great? Come on, he was great.
No, Tony. You know what? You know what? OJ killed those people, and he was framed. Tom Brady, and the Patriots are great, and they are given opportunities by the league. I'm sorry. Tom Brady should have been. Tony, you know what? It's really easy to be great when you should be on the sideline on the bench because it was 4th and 10. You can't just gloss this over.
Well, I love the game.
He shouldn't have had the opportunity to do what he did.
I thought more than in any other game all year, I saw the past, the present, and the future. I mean, because Mahomes in the second half. Whoa.
He was great. Oh! He was great. They were wildly entertaining.
Yes.
Games were wild. But you know what? I mean, so were certain TV shows. I mean, if you're going to have an exhibition because you can't guarantee the integrity of your outcome, then what am I watching?
So then you want, essentially, you want review on every
call. I don't know. I don't have the answer.
Right.
I don't have the answer. All I know is the only time I have written, if I was still writing, this is all I would write about for a week. I watched the Sacramento Kings have a chance at a finals visit and therefore a championship taken away from them. I watched it. I sat there courtside. And people who remember that game and talk about it, they talk about that being the low point in the modern history of the NBA. The Los Angeles Lakers were essentially awarded a chance to go to a championship because the foul calls were something like 25-3 in foul shooting in the fourth quarter. And you watch that and you say, no. Just my role, I still put on the hat sometimes as a skeptic, not as often as you, but I put it on. And when I put that hat on last night, I can't accept what I saw. You can't tell me how many. We talk about Golden Boy quarterbacks. I talk about one, the Golden Boy, Tom Brady. And that's earned through performance. But it's also earned by treatment. Yes, Drew Brees sometimes is in that category. Ben Roethlisberger at times has been. There are a few guys. Aaron Rodgers. There's a few guys. But, Tony, no one gets a penalty that extends for 15 yards and a first down. It with the game on the line because someone touched his chest. The call was a lie. A lie was perpetrated. So for me to just set that aside, I can't do that. Maybe everybody else can. I can't. I won't.
So you're not you will not watch the Super Bowl? You'll watch the Super Bowl.
I guess I'll watch it.
Sure, you'll watch it.
I'll watch it.
I mean, because in
it's like a college bowl game 3 weeks later to me now where you just saw the season and it was unfulfilling. It was unsatisfying. It was fraudulent.
Do you think that the Kansas City Chiefs are a better team than the New England Patriots?
No. No, I thought New England would win. Yeah. I think New England was the better team. But the Patriots received a handout.
Government cheese.
One handout. they got two possessions. Now, at least the muff, the Edelman muff.
Yeah, that was turned over on the next play.
That was right.
Yeah, exactly. That was turned over.
Football gods.
So, but the other one, the Brady one, was never overturned. They scored a touchdown.
What did you think in the overtime? What did you think of the way they went down the field? Or were you so upset?
This is what he and they do. This is their
matriculate.
Brilliance. This is what they failed to do against the Eagles last year.
Yes.
You know, they did it against Atlanta when they needed to a couple of times 2 years ago.
Yes, they should never have won that
Eagles,
game.
Brady threw the pick.
Yes.
But this is what they do. I'm expecting them to do that.
Really?
Look, I'm the one who every year says to you, stop. The Patriots are going to win. I don't care if they're the best team. They're going to win. And they win. Or they come within an eyelash of winning. So I don't, again, both things can be true. The Patriots and their greatness can be certified, and you can look at the league and say, really? This is what you put out there as a product?
All right, I'm going to go to one other thing.
How about the number on that game, by the way?
That game had to be a
ridiculous rating.
I'm going to go to one other thing because I know it was sort of – I'm sure you watched it intently, Duke and Virginia.
Yeah.
I didn't expect Duke to win, but they did.
Why not? They got three lottery picks.
They didn't have the point guard. They didn't have the point guard.
You know, yeah. Come on. I'm not going to go Coach K on this.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I mean, Duke is – as I told the person who lives in my house who went to both those institutions – before the game, I said it'll be a narrow win. Duke will win. There's no way Virginia's going to win this game. Don't tell me about the point guard, this defense. He's a 6 foot, 108-pound guy. You got three horses out there who could go 1, 2, and 5 in the NBA draft. Stop.
Okay.
Virginia doesn't have the 1, 2, and 5. Virginia has probably two pros. And by the way, they are wonderful college players.
They're a really good team. They're a really good team.
Zion, though. By the way, Zion was ridiculous.
Virginia, if I was voting today, Virginia would earn my number one spot in the poll. One. Because they went and played Duke dead even on the road.
I agree with that. I mean, Michigan had its chance. Michigan lost
by 10
on
the road. So I've been saying that Michigan's the best team in the country. I still think Michigan is the best team. But I would vote Virginia 1 today. I would vote Duke 2 or Tennessee 2, Duke 3. And who else? Who's left before Michigan 4? And by the way, there's no shame in that. And they're going to play these games out.
Yeah, everybody's going to play.
And hopefully the integrity of them will hold, unlike the NFL. But I watched that game. I love that Duke-Virginia game.
It's a great game.
I'm never going to be told that a team with three lottery picks, not lottery picks, the top five players in the
draft, those guys
are going to be it. I'm not going to be told that at home they can't win a game.
All right, I'll see you later. Michael Wilbon, right, boys and girls. That was good. I neglected to say at the beginning that the Michael Wilbon interview is brought to you by Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman, so I'm saying it late.
It's a fraudulent segment.
Yeah, well, it's...
I won't even watch this segment.
Well, you can't.
Well, News Channel 8.
Other than that. All right, we'll take a break. News when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Here's the rest of the Lowe's ad. Here's where I say to you, even though we're winking at each other, Lowe's is my new go-to destination where I can explore the latest innovative Craftsman products, including their new V20 power tool battery platform. Craftsman's V20 cordless power tool lineup features a high-capacity lithium battery that's part of Craftsman's interchangeable battery system, so it works with all tools in the V20 lineup, giving you the runtime you need and the power you deserve. The one battery system works on multiple products, making the V20 lineup easy to use and versatile. And when I go to buy power tools, it's got to be easy to use and versatile.
Yes,
V20 brushless power tools are all proudly made in the United States of America. There are global materials being used, but they are manufactured in Charlotte, North Carolina. All have brushless motors delivering high efficiency, better runtime, more power. Better run for your life while you can, little girl. More power and greater durability for all your projects. You can explore the entire Craftsman V20 lineup at your local Lowe's store or visit Lowe's.com/Tony. That's Lowe's.com/Tony because Lowe's is the new home of Craftsman.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Tim Scott has sent this in. Tim Scott and the Love Puppets. Attaches a song you may have played a couple of times
in
the past. I co-wrote Playing for No Money with my bandmate Steve Lillard. Over the years, we have listened to our fellow musicians and artists complain about not getting paid. Admittedly, I have mixed feelings about it. Long ago, we decided that most folks will never understand the amount of time and energy it takes to record 1 3-minute tune or the prep and practice time it takes to do a bar gig for what amounts to gas money and a meal. We decided to take gigs for people we like. Many of them were club owners and restaurateurs who are struggling themselves to make payroll and survive another month. Don't get me wrong, we love getting paid and we've enjoyed some good paydays. We just never wanted to fall prey to the tyranny of a high payroll expectation and stop creating. To that end, you can visit our extensive catalog at www.lovepuppets.com and purchase all 100-plus songs for a measly $1 a piece.
You're the
puppet. You have our permission to play any of them anytime. Michael, if people like the Love Puppets who are out there working hard want to send in their music, how do they do it?
Share your music by emailing it to jingles@tonycornizershow.com.
And you can always listen to the music in full at the end of the podcast, even though it's just bumper music now. I understand we're selling some Johnny O stuff.
We are partnering with Johnny O to offer a free hat if you make a purchase. I think the purchase is a get to $100 and you will get that hat. You may or may not have to add it to your cart, but use the code TKHAT and they'll take care of you.
Very nice. I don't understand.
That's known in the business, I believe, as a GWP, gift with purchase.
Wow.
Nice.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
GWU
is George Washington University.
You also have a PWP, which is purchase with purchase. You buy something and you're allowed to buy something that's exclusive, which seems to me to be a scam.
How do you know these things?
It doesn't make any sense.
You're in retail.
You can only buy this if you buy something
else? Yeah, purchase
else?
With purchase. Estee Lauder does it. How do I know?
Of course you know.
Because you've had to do it.
Because I work retail for Estee Lauder.
Purchase for purchase. I like that.
Purchase
with.
By
the way, New York.
Fun stat of the day.
Yeah, upstate.
Tom Brady has now appeared in more Super Bowls, or will have appeared in more Super Bowls,
nine,
than every single team in the NFL except for the Patriots. How about that?
Wow.
Nine.
We didn't mention this, but I do think it is worth calling out Dee Ford's absolute stupidity in lining up in the neutral zone and costing his team.
That was the
that cost,
what are you doing?
It's an interception. The game is going to be over.
Game is over.
What are you
point?
Doing?
Talk about game being over. It's over. It's an interception. It's over.
Do you think that Wilbon will make sure that they told him to do that so the Patriots could
they
win?
Moved
or like
the blue
he
line.
Wasn't technically in the neutral zone?
Yeah. Did you read the script? That's where you're offsides, all right?
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Tony, we'll start off with college basketball. After only mustering up 14
Can I
points,
mention that Tony Mendez died over the weekend?
Mm. Yes, absolutely.
Tony Mendez was the CIA agent
Argo.
Whose exploits in getting hostages, American hostages, who were living in the Canadian embassy and getting them out of Iran became the spine for the movie Argo. It doesn't matter how they tweaked the movie Argo. The fact is that he did this thing by creating a production company. Every single thing that happened was made out of whole cloth. And Tony Mendez is an American hero.
Absolutely.
An American hero.
What does Argo mean?
You know what it means.
So, after only mustering up 14 points in the first half, the Bearcats rallied for 36 in the second half. Still not enough. They get nipped by the Catamounts.
We didn't get nipped.
78-50, the final.
We got
there.
Killed.
Yes.
Where was that game?
That game was in Vermont.
But this is...
Yeah, Vermont is quite good.
They're
very
powerhouse.
Good, but this is the game before. We had 15 in the first half.
Yeah, so...
What are we doing in the first half?
I'm not sure.
What exactly are we doing?
I'm not
Against
sure.
Against Northwestern, we had 17 in the first half. What are we... Are we not ready to play? Do they think the game is scheduled for an hour later? What are you doing?
It appears as if they have a tough time getting going.
Yeah.
And plus the bench, just, again, 6 points on the bench.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Georgetown tough. Undefeated this
haven't
weekend.
Been able to get over the disappointment of you not coming to the UMBC
yeah, I think
game,
that
I
still lingers for them.
So.
You mentioned the Duke UVA game. Did you want to say anything more about that?
That was a really great game.
It was a great
UVA's
game.
UVA's a great team. Duke's a great team.
Yes.
And that was, UVA's got five guys who can handle it and do what they're supposed to do. UVA's not going to lose in the first round this year. They're not.
Don't
they're
think
not.
They will.
They're good.
No.
They can, unlike years past, they score. I mean, they can. That game wasn't particularly high scoring, but they can score. Duke beat them with two guys. By
Williamson
the way.
And Reddish.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Barrett and Williamson
had like 80% of points.
I mean, they beat them with two guys, like 30 something and 30.
Yeah,
I
that
mean,
kid Williamson appears to be pretty good.
He's good.
How about five combined threes for both teams?
It's like CJ Anderson with a jump shot.
They took some shots, but they weren't dropping. That was a really good game. Really good game.
Michigan, the number two team in the country,
they lost
to Wisconsin.
Who Maryland beat the other day easily.
Yeah.
Well, not easily, but in the first half, we're killing them.
And Kansas, another top 10 loser. They lose by 1 point to West Virginia. Mr. Tony, did you want... Well, we'll go to the NBA, and it looks like Lonzo Ball is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks.
Not three to four, 4 to 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 to 6
with a
grade 3 left ankle sprain.
So, can I ask a question about this? Didn't the Lakers get Rajon Rondo?
He's out, too.
Yeah, for how long is that guy
like
out?
Let's see, another couple weeks, I think. Did something to his arm, I think.
They won't make the
different
playoffs.
Different position, but Carmelo Anthony's
LeBron's
available.
Carmelo Anthony's very available.
Lonzo Ball
he's not what the number two pick ought to be. He's okay. He's getting better. Not yet what the two-pick ought to be. Can't shoot at all.
Would you rather have him or Fultz?
Him. He's bigger.
Fultz can't play.
He's a better ball handler. No, that's not even close. Fultz was the number one pick. And, I mean, my
God,
what are you
doing?
Two shoulders
greater than one ankle.
Yeah. To golf, Mr. Tony, Phil Mickelson shot, what, a 59 the other day?
60.
60. Still does not win at La Quinta. That honor goes to Adam Long, who
hits his first win.
A dookie.
Oh, really? He's dookie?
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
I was flipping back and forth because that was at the end of the early game. No, that was a great back nine. The big story that you're going to focus on is why Phil couldn't close. He missed a couple short putts early, which was a bit surprising, as you heard me mention last week.
He's become a great putter. Yeah.
You can't fault the kid who goes out and shoots 7-under on a Sunday and has a walk-off birdie when he's tied with two other players and is in the worst position coming up for his second shot. So all the credit in the world to Adam Long to come up big, chip in on the last couple holes. Big trend to watch, though, Phil Mickelson. He's doing something that we have not seen somebody his age really try, which is, you've heard of bomb and gouge. He was pulling driver everywhere and was trying to hit it as far as possible. And you're just going to see him pick and choose courses where it doesn't hurt somebody of his ability with the wedge to play from the rough.
I have not heard of bomb and gouge.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of shock and awe.
What is bomb and
launch
gouge?
Monitor,
I've heard of Sonny
launch
and Cher.
Peanut butter and
no,
jelly.
No, he's essentially going to try and look at the stats and say, even if I'm in the rough, if I'm, say, 50 yards closer to the green than my opponent, my average proximity to the hole will be just a bit closer.
Yeah, bomb and gouge.
Oh, yeah.
I read that Long has as many. This was, I guess, his sixth start.
All missed cuts.
PGA event. So it was. So Phil had as many majors as this guy had events, which is interesting.
To hockey, Mr. Tony, things are not going well for your Washington Capitals, the defending champion Washington Capitals.
They gave up 8 yesterday.
Yes. Lose 8-5 to the Blackhawks. That is their 5th loss in a row. They're currently tied for second place in the Met.
Well, they're fine. I mean, they're in second place.
Time to fire Trotsy.
Get rid of Trotsy.
Trotsy's got to go.
I believe Trotsy's squad is in first
is
in the Metropolitan.
Is healthy again?
The Islanders. He is. He played.
I didn't know that
Copley
he wasn't
finished but yesterday, so I don't know if Holtby started. But
who finished?
Phoenix Copley, their backup.
Oh, I thought you great said Copley. I thought it was Hoda Copley. They put her in the net.
Hoda's great between the pipes. Yeah.
Gary's friends with his parents.
She's right.
Not friends with them, but met them at the Stanley Cup final last year.
Okay.
They were having a good time. But the Caps, you know, went through a stretch, not that anyone cares, but went through a stretch a little later in the season last year where everyone was screaming to fire Trotsy, where they lost a bunch of games in a row. So they're fine.
Okay.
I care, Gary.
Ovi should play or coach like Pete Rose used to do.
Yeah, maybe.
Wasn't there a basketball player who did that?
Okay, Pete Rose didn't do that.
Oh, didn't he play or manage something?
No.
Wasn't there a basketball guy? Anyone ever do that? Someone's done
that. Bill Russell, right?
Yeah. I thought Jason Kidd did it for a while. Bill Russell certainly did it.
Lou Boudreau?
Bob Cousy did it.
Lonzo Ball.
Was Lou Boudreau player coach?
Yes, player manager. They call them managers in our sport of baseball.
Ted Williams.
I've never quite got that.
No, Ted Williams didn't
do that.
It's like cricket.
And you call them matches, right? Not games? Or is that what we do?
Tennis matches. I think you do.
Speaking of tennis matches, we'll take you down to the land of wonder, the land down under, the Australian Open. Francis Tiafoe grew up idolizing Rafa Nadal, and now he will get to play him in the quarterfinals.
He grew up idolizing Wilbon.
Well, that as well.
Yeah,
two biggest icons for him. Yeah. Yes, Wilbon and Nadal. He moves on after winning in 4 sets.
How do we like when he wins that he takes off his shirt and pounds his bicep?
Yeah, sun's out, guns out.
I like it.
Yeah.
Roger Federer, though, is out.
He's out.
He loses to
your boy.
Yes, that's right. Stefanos Tsitsipas.
The Greek freak.
Tsitsipas?
Tsitsipas.
Yes. That sounds like something you would take
sounds
and put
like
on
condition.
Your back if your back hurt.
Got a rash.
Tsitsipas.
Yes. I don't know.
Give me one of those Tsitsipi.
The Greek freak's taken, so I think we've got to go with Zeus.
Singular?
Greek freak. I haven't heard that taken. By whom?
I'm not sure. And on the other side of things, for the women, Serena Williams moving on after she takes out number one seed Simona Halep.
And she's the best.
Yes. Even as a 16 seed.
The seeding is meaningless. Still,
yeah,
the
really
seeding
is
meaningless.
It really is.
She's a tremendous player.
So that's about it.
That's it? That's it for
that's
news?
About it.
Yeah, that's all we got.
Okay. So we will come back. We'll do Old Guy Radio. We have a lot to talk
about. The
fact
that it's 59 degrees in here, is that news? Or that doesn't...
It really
we're sitting
is.
Here in jackets and scarves bracing. Doing the...
It's cold.
I like to wear an indoor scarf. Just it I'm helps my European
you know,
vibe.
It's... It's
elevates
quite
the
cold.
Pretension
Michael
level.
Exactly. Michael was saying that he doesn't ever remember a day in Washington, D.C. this cold. Right?
It's as if the climate were changing.
No. No, I remember a lot of days in the low 20s, but teens, we don't get teens here often.
How's it so cold if the if it's global warming?
That's a great
Sit
point.
Sit with that for a minute.
Thanks, yeah. Mr. President.
But it's going to be, I think by today's Monday, I think by sometime you're Wednesday,
gonna
it's going to be around
Thursday.
50.
Exactly, yeah.
You're going to be golfing Thursday.
Down in the links.
So, okay, we'll take a break, and we will have Old Guy Radio when we return. I am Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is Old Guy Radio for the day. These are the Bee Gees. This is a soundtrack from Saturday Night Fever. Is that what it's called?
That's right.
The why are we playing this
you can
today?
Just see Travolta strutting.
Yes, holding a paint can.
That's right.
Holding a paint can.
Because on this date in 1978, the soundtrack...
So that's 41 years ago.
...hit number one in the U.S. and stayed there. You want to know how many weeks? 24 weeks.
Okay, so in the area of critical commentary, it's a very good movie. It's a very good movie. It is based on a story that was in New York Magazine by yes. Nick Cohn, a British journalist, called Tribal Rights of Saturday Night. And he went to all of these places and talked about this particular out of teenage, I mean, they're in their early 20s, subculture. He's a brilliant writer, Nick Cohn, and that's how this movie, the movie script was written. And it is a very good movie. It made John Travolta a star, if he wasn't already a star from television. I don't think he was in quite the same way. I don't think you can knock the movie, right? I mean, I don't think so.
No, I think it's a very good movie.
Yeah,
it's a great slice of how life was in that particular spot at that particular time. And it's a great movie. I mean, it gets lost in when it's just like the disco music and sort of the disdain for disco music.
It's not, the movie is sort of not, yes. It gets put in a garbage can
right. And
sent out to sea. Because it's disco music.
But you know what it reminds me of is...
Working Girl.
Working Girl, right.
Sure.
It's the whole,
that's exactly.
I want to get to that spot
yes,
in life, and that
girl.
Means everything.
And so he plays Tony Manero. Is that his name in it?
That's right. About right.
Plays Tony
yeah.
Manero.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. By the way, the original drummer for this recording passed away during the sessions. So they ended up taking a bit of his drumming tracks and looping them over, and that's why the drums
Tony
never
Manero.
Change.
Oh,
turned into
and
a
so
Tony
they credit globule. They credit it to Bernard Loop as the drummer.
The know, woman who played the lead, who danced with Travolta, was somebody from a soap opera that I remember. Her name was Karen Lynn Gorney or something like that. Gorney. Karen Lynn Gorney. That was the first and only movie. She was terrible. I mean, she never got another job.
Yeah, she was not.
She
a
was
great
terrible.
Actress. Could dance.
I mean, you're directing the movie. At night, don't you come home and say, hey, I got a problem with my lead here, because she's actually terrible.
Maybe she knew somebody.
Anyway, okay, let me get to something very germane to this show about our good friend Howard Fineman, who has apparently been tweeting, tweeting that we have come to some mutual decision that Howard's not going to be on the show. That's not my understanding at all. My understanding is that Howard said about a month ago, and wrote us an email and just said, you know, things have happened and I'm going to back away for a while. I'm going to back away. I've enjoyed it tremendously and I'm going to back away from this. And that is my understanding. I have a series of texts back and forth with Howard. And I will tell you briefly what I have said to Howard. And now I will say this to everybody out there. Howard Fineman was and always will be the chief political correspondent of any show that I do. He is welcome back at any time to talk about politics, which he does fabulously well.
The best.
He's just absolutely great at that. I have myself, I mean, Chris does this for a living, and rarely do we ask Chris about this. Chuck Todd does this for a living, and almost never, except for the other day, do we ask Chuck about this. I have receded. My political interest has gone down. And it has gone down because Donald Trump, whatever he says at 10, is going to be different at 12, is going to be different at 2, is going to be different at 4. And so it doesn't have a handle that I'm interested in. And because of the back and forth, and just all you have to see is what happened last week with Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump. And Nancy Pelosi went out to cut his legs off, and he got up like in...
Monty Python.
Yeah. And then he took an axe and cut her head off. I mean, and you just say, why? Why is this happening? So because of the nature of the conflict, because of the distaste I have for it, that there's sort of no overarching philosophy that's interesting. It's just about meanness and individuality and what people want that I've moved away in the last, certainly in the last year. I mean, we don't do it nearly as much as we used to.
Right.
And Howard probably and justifiably recognized that and said, well, you know, what are we doing here? But again, let me repeat this again, is, was, and will be chief correspondent politically of the Tony Kornheiser Show whenever. Whenever. So, like, I move away from that. People, Gary said I should say this because when I was here, the last time I did the show on Friday, I was in tremendous pain. I went to the doctor. I went to Chris Duke afterwards. I took a series of x-rays. In fact, the eighth rib on my left side is fractured.
Oh,
gamer.
It's fractured. Yeah. Yeah, it's fractured.
Carson Wentz over here.
So, did you have a fact check it on for the show?
No. So I've been, quarterbacks play with fractured ribs all the time. They shoot them up
numb it up.
Oh, my God.
Not at your age, though, in fairness.
No. Well, Brady's close.
That's true.
You know, it hurts. It hurts less today than it did on yesterday.
Nothing
the
you
day
can
before.
Do, right? Broken
nothing,
rib?
No, just can't tape it. Nothing you can stress. Do. I'm told nothing you can do. I've been given a prescription for Tylenol 3 with codeine, which I've taken occasionally, but not enormously.
Not enough?
No, it didn't. I don't know that it did anything different than Advil. I honestly don't. Mm. I don't know. Hmm. I have had, as Michael can attest, I've spent the last 4 days sleeping on top of the covers in my clothes. Can't get under, because I can't get under the, it hurts, my back hurts too much, man. And I can't take off my clothes.
The worst is we went over to your house on Friday for dinner, and my wonderful wife recommended that I take you upstairs change you.
Preview. And no, come on, that's Ingleside.
Preview
of
things to come. Preview of things
not
to come.
Not going to do that.
Like so you keep talking about your
Dad
back,
wants a
not
warm
to get too inside. So you think of a rib, I guess it's the part, or it's close to the back. I know, but the ribs sort of wrap around. So it's not your left side, it's your left back.
It's my back, yes.
Right, okay. Because you've always said it was
like
your back.
Like, I can do everything right-handed, but we over a period of our lives, we reach out with things with our left hand, too, and go, oh! You know, that
so, hurts. Not that it matters at this point, but I presume the original fall did that, or maybe it was hairline and the sneeze took it over the edge.
And then the sneeze made it worse.
Yeah.
But yes, it was the original fall. Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I got the x-rays.
So this is left field. I hate to do this to you because it's a visual, but how's that for the best headline ever, the New Orleans Times-Picayune?
Reffing unbelievable. Yeah.
Reffing unbelievable. Yeah. And taking a page from Will Bond, they say, blown no-call robs New Orleans of an NFC championship, sets up tainted Super Bowl.
Fraudulent.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tone, you are on the road to recovery. No future action needed.
Well, it's going to be weeks,
sure. It is a common fracture. It is a non-displaced fracture. It will take, I was told, 3 to 4 weeks. And I was also told the first time I swing a golf club in 3 to 4 weeks, I'm going to go down on the ground.
Yeah.
So
man, fall down, go boom.
Yeah, so that's that. We should talk about, because Wilbon is not going to join us in paying attention to the Super Bowl, we should talk about the Super Bowl. And me personally, I think the Rams should be favored over the Patriots.
So
Initially. Yeah, it was bet to 1.5, Patriots -1.5. Hmm. I think their defense is awfully good now. It's awfully good, big and strong. Aaron Donald is a disruptive player.
But, and Ndamukong Suh is still.
Ndamukong
Suh will play dirty.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, if he can, he'll take Brady's ears and rip them off.
He was terrific yesterday. The one thing I would say about that, though, and I know the Chiefs do not have a good defense, but they do have a pretty decent pass rush. Chris Jones, Justin Houston.
Not as good as those Rams.
D Ford. No, I agree, but Brady was... Never really touched.
Well, so, and
other than
this
that
to
time
Chris,
when he hit him in the head.
To your point, Jones, Ford, Houston, all outside rushers. When Brady has had trouble in Super Bowls, it's been up the middle. Yep. It's at
so when Wilbon says that was a 3rd and 10, that was a 2nd and 10.
Second and 7, actually.
Second and 7.
Same thing.
But other than that, he's completely correct.
Other than
the down and distance being wrong. Okay.
I would disagree with you. I think that the Rams' advantage there might be that it's indoors and the surface that they're playing on that used to apply maybe to the indoor Rams team. But the Rams are a team that ostensibly was gifted this appearance.
Oh, yes.
Playing against a team that, for the same reason why we said we like New England, I'll believe they can't do it when they're beaten there. Now, granted, this is
9 Super Bowls for Brady.
Tell me, how about this? 9. How about this storyline? Nigel and I were talking about this before the show. If I heard Nance correctly yesterday, it will be 17 years to the day
that
the Brady-led Patriots beat the heavily favored Rams.
St. Louis Rams, yeah.
The Rams did not get to the – they were at the 1. They were stopped at the 1.
That was
one.
The best show on turf.
Greatest show on turf.
That was a different one?
No, that was a different one. I think this was
2001.
Vinatieri kicked the field goal.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Still playing. Vinatieri and Brady still playing.
Yeah.
Would that be a nice ride into the sunset for those guys?
He's not going into the sunset.
I don't know.
Quitting.
Maybe they'd feel differently if they
win. I wouldn't if I were him. If you still like playing, how could you argue that he is anywhere close to Peyton Manning in his Super Bowl?
Goes quickly last at that Super Bowl. Position.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's not even close.
Much better.
The passes he threw, much again, better. I know we're talking a lot about the game, but the passes he is throwing to Edelman, to Hogan, and to Gronk are in a 2.5 to 4 inch window.
Yeah.
That he is throwing in there.
By the way,
every
next year
time.
When they get Antonio Brown?
So do you think that but Belichick against McVay, don't you find that a little bit intriguing?
Sure.
You know,
well, I mean it's a fraudulent Super Bowl.
McVay's what, 31, 32?
32.
So, I mean, it's the biggest.
It's your age, Nigel. Yes.
So I said this off the air before, but when
still
you look.
Middle school hair.
When you look at Belichick.
Great hair.
When you look at him in that outfit yesterday, he looks like the ghostly apparition rowing people across the River Styx to their death. That's what he looks like. He looks himself dead.
Have you got a penny?
Himself dead and taking people to be dead.
The smashing of the Microsoft Surface is scary. Noted.
Tremendous.
Well, he doesn't like Instaface.
He throws it down, then he picks it up and throws it over the bench.
Snapfish. He doesn't like any of those things. I did want to mention this before we get out of here. I did spend the weekend watching movies that have been nominated for a variety of SAG-AFTRA awards. I watched 3 movies. I watched Vice, I watched The Favorite, and I watched Black Klansman. Vice is brilliant, but not a very good movie. It's brilliant, but it's so mean. It's unbelievably mean.
To Dick Cheney?
To Bush and Cheney.
Yes, it's so mean.
Did you see the part where Tory, somebody who plays Tory?
Yes. That's not mean.
Right, okay.
Mean. It's not history. It's not accurate history, but it's brilliant in spots. It really is. The Favorite, I didn't even know much about it. It's a period piece in what appears to be maybe the 17th century in England. The Queen is Queen Anne, and these are two. Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz are become advisors, and they're rivals, and it's nasty. It's ill-tempered. It's beautiful to watch, of course. And
it's like Nigel.
You know, it's totally forgettable. It's totally forgettable.
Ill-tempered.
Totally forgettable. Black Klansman.
Will it win costumes?
No,
well, it's got a competitor.
Emma Stone is great.
It's got a competitor.
I misspelled Favorite, though.
British way.
No, we didn't.
Black Klansman is based on a true incident, so that's what gives it credibility, and that's what makes it good.
Denzel Washington's kid playing the lead, right?
No. No, Denzel Washington is not in the movie.
It's Denzel Washington's kid.
Oh, I don't know that. Is that his kid?
That's his kid, yes.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's
fine. And Adam Driver is fine. They've both been nominated for things. But it's a cartoon. It's a cartoon. The extremes.
Stay in your lane, bro.
People are portrayed in the extreme to such a degree that you go, So I've watched 3 movies.
So they were
movies.
All
They were all they were okay. Yeah. They were all okay.
That was like 8 hours of your weekend.
So I've been better off watching
Ozark.
I mean,
I have The Wife, which Glenn Close is in. Then there's a movie with Melissa McCarthy and some guy. I think they're just drunk all the time.
Oh, that
so like there's
terrible.
No I don't know.
And you did not watch episode 3 of True Detective.
I did
yet.
Not.
Oh, it's
well, I did not because games. You know, I mean,
I tried. To
I watched it after that.
I tried to as well.
True
I was
warrior.
Like, I need to take some time to see what's going
not
on.
Not all heroes wear capes, Nigel. Yeah.
So, and the movie that I have that I suspect is Turkey the best boy. Movie is Black Panther.
Black Panther. Very good
but
movie.
I don't like those kinds of
right
movies.
Give it a shot.
I don't like superhero movies.
Yeah, just give it a shot.
We've talked about the movie that you need to wait for, that we all need to wait for, is The Irishman, which is coming out this year.
Yeah. Well, okay, but I'm watching now. I can't watch it.
When is Salty
we'll take
the
a break.
Sea Cat coming out?
We will have...
Soon.
What will we have?
We'll have
email and jingle.
Yeah, that's what we do at the end every day for 20 years.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Thank you.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. He's got your emails, but the printer's broke. No more Tony's mailbag. Set the board to zero, folks.
That's great. Is J.J. Meadow.
Yeah,
that's great. Kalamazoo, Michigan writes, given the recent woes of the in-house printer, I thought the mailbag jingle may need an update. Attaches my short rendition of Gary's original, which is very nice.
Very well done.
Let me thank Michael Wilbon for being
Love
angry
Kalamazoo.
On the show. He's not, he's going to be so, he's going to totally sabotage PTI today. Totally. And we're going to get a lecture on the Sacramento Kings. I'd also like to thank our sponsors, Lowe's and Indochino. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Tony Kornheiser Show, wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. If you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave a review. I mean, he's certainly entitled to that. He was on, in the moment, he was that way.
Yes.
But it's just going to make PTI miserable. Ed Butt in Frankfort, Michigan. We all know how much you love the Lowe's ad, but yet you loudly exclaim that you know nothing about the tools you are touting. Well, I was at Lowe's today and something caught my eye that would be perfect for you. For those watching on News Channel 8, I've attached a photo of the 53-piece Craftsman kids' toy workbench and tool set. The tools light up and make realistic sounds, so I presume they're battery-powered, although I suspect not by the V20 interchangeable power system. Yeah. Best of all, this toy tool set is for ages 3 and up, so you can learn on it for 2 years and then give it to Bootsy. Hmm. From Kevin Hayden in Richmond, Virginia. Did you see that Bill Simmons just put out a pod with Aaron Sorkin? There are two ways us littles can play this. A, either you get your chance to just stare at him over dinner at Chatter, or, of course, you'll be too afraid to say anything out of the well-placed fear that he'll find it stupid. Or Bill Simmons has big-timed you. An army of littles will rise up and do just about nothing. The BS podcast is huge, but now you know someone that has spoken in person, Aaron Sorkin. So you've got that going for you, which is nice. Leftover oatmeal with maple syrup and pecans for breakfast. My dog weighs 52 pounds.
Sorkin, by the way.
I'm jealous of Simmons. I am jealous.
Sorkin got himself in a little bit of hot water over the weekend. He did Fareed Zakaria's show, and he said that the young Democratic candidates need to stop acting like young people. The left on Twitter did not respond well, the old Aaron Sorkin.
This is where we are.
Yeah.
Douglas
dog weight.
Beaven.
Please send us your dog weight.
Adrian. Yes, dog weight is important. Yeah. Chessie weighs 73.
52 is nothing.
73.
Douglas Beaven in Adrian, Michigan. Dang. So the NFL can take a few minutes and use math and stuff to overrule the Edelman fumble punt, but can't take 1 second and say we missed this pass interference and fix it right on the spot, but tell the Saints after the game, oops.
Sorry about
obviously
that.
Obviously do better. Have coaches challenged for this. Do full speed replays for that. Get it right.
Yep.
Come on, man. What are we even doing out here, man? From Bob K. Hey, yo, Mickey, I got a chapel with a ceiling I want you to paint. You do it for free, and I'll make sure everybody sees it. You'll make a million. I'll put a sign up at the entrance that says, look at the beautiful stuff on the ceiling. I'll even supply the ladder. From Jesse Hightower in Beltsville, Maryland. Along with being a loyal little, I'm an avid listener of Adam Carolla's podcast. Mm. Just wanted to let you know that he also does a Lowe's Craftsman tool ad read. The dichotomy of his versus yours is truly astounding. His reads often include how he used Craftsman tools earlier in the day on such things as masonry work or hanging doors, whereas yours often contains phrases akin to, I don't know how to do any of this. I have to say, I unfortunately fall into the latter category as well. Adam Carolla is a working man.
Right,
he's a working man.
He's a carpenter.
He was a boxer. Right. Come on, stop it.
Come on, man.
David Walsman in Colorado Springs. In light of Tony's accident, I wanted to recommend my doctor. He's wonderful. He came over to the house, sat with the family, walked us through the entire process. He was very compassionate and caring. He then put our dog down in a very dignified manner. I'll ask if he does this with people. From Jeff in Cleveland. Signs, I've been listening to your horrible show for too long. My niece is excitedly telling me about her trip to see the new Mary Poppins movie. My idiot brain drifts off during our movie review to the internet radio days and a story you told back then. You had an NBA game with Wilbon, Aldridge, and David Stern. You had an umbrella, and David Stern looks at you and says, who brought Mary Bleepin' Poppins? My niece seemed to like the new movie as much as I remembered that story. From Steve the Sycophant. I never cease to be amazed by you and your crack staff's lack of basic cow knowledge. Only cows bred for milking, such as Holsteins and Guernseys, have to be relieved of their milk on a regular basis. Non-milk cows, the vast majority, I must note, do not require milking. I must also state the obvious, that trying to milk a bull is an action fraught with peril.
Yes.
P.S. An exact quote from a lady coworker whose knowledge of cattle was tenuous. Quote, of course I know what a steer is. A steer is a boy cow. Actually, it's a male cow, minus two very important points of his anatomy. And from Alex Lau in New York City. Last Friday, you read an email from my twin brother, Chris Lowy, asking me to be the best man at his wedding. I'll happily to agree to do so on one condition. He agrees to paint the mural at Chatter for free.
Oh.
If you're out on your bike time, everyone, as always, do wear white.
You know what ought to happen to them? They ought to be stabbed by cocktail forks.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Thank you.
Eddie Pauly.
Gotta keep hoping one day my ship is gonna pull in. Sooner or later, every loser has got to win. I'm gonna move so fast, there ain't no past. Always save the best for last. Gotta keep hoping one day my ship is gonna come in. Everything I packed is on my back. I'm ready to rock and roll. It's pouring out my soul. Harbors open all day, all night, all the time. So pull your boat in, let it sit right next to mine. Every time we dock and the anchor drops, we're ready to rock and roll. It's pouring out my soul. Playing for no money, there's worse things you can do. Playing for no money,
Sometimes it's what you gotta do. Speakers are too heavy. Nobody's doing sound. The drummer might be missing, but he's somewhere around. My amplifier is buzzing. Bartender's on the make. I think he's selling cocaine. Hope I get my take. Playing for no money, there's worse things you can do. Playing for no money, probably just get a signature.